Thank you for joining us on the Accomplish Radio Show. We're celebrating over 100 shows and over 26,000 listeners that have been searching for answers on how to accomplish more in their personal and professional life. Today's broadcast will replay all day at AccomplishMagazine.com, and it's also available in the iTunes community. When you visit our website, sign up for your free subscription of Accomplish Magazine and make sure to join our fan page on Facebook. Welcome to the Accomplish Radio Show. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, the publisher of Accomplish Magazine, interviewing another incredible expert today. Our special guest is CJ Hayden, located in sunny California. She is the author of Get Clients Now, also Get Hired Now, and the One Person Marketing Plan Workbook. CJ is a business coach, trainer, and speaker who helps people make a better living while building a better world. Her simple system for attracting customers and clients has helped thousands of self-employed professionals double or even triple their income. She's a popular speaker and workshop leader, and CJ has presented hundreds of programs on marketing and entrepreneurship to corporate clients, professional associations, and small businesses. She has taught marketing for John F. Kennedy University, Mills College, and the U.S. Small Business Administration. Her articles have been published internationally in Home Business, Selling Power, and Sales and Marketing Management. She contributes regularly to dozens of online publications, including Rain Today, Sales Dog, and About.com. And she's actually going to be including one of her wonderful articles in our upcoming issue of Accomplish Magazine. So let me go ahead and give a warm welcome to our show today, CJ Hayden.
Hello, Darlene. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here with us today. I have to tell you, you made an impact in my life, in my professional business, long before we knew who each other were. And I kept on thinking, someday I'd love a chance to talk with you. And just to say thank you for putting things together that have really accelerated my own professional business growth. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. It's great to hear that.
Well, you know, I had a friend of mine that just kept on raving about your book, Get Clients Now. And, you know, she had a few of us get together. It was almost like a study group, and we all kind of went through it together and implemented a lot of the things that you had in the book. And, you know, it really made a big difference for me. So, you know, I also want to say congratulations on all your wonderful accomplishments. You know, people that write and publish books and write articles and, you know, speak to lots of people where you make an impact, I think have really made huge accomplishments. So I want to congratulate you on that as well.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that. And I'm so pleased to hear that you were part of a Get Clients Now study group. That was really what I hoped would happen when I wrote the book, that people would get together and work through it in groups. And I'm so thrilled that that has been happening all around the world.
That's awesome. You know, I think back to when that was, and I want to say it may have been in 2003 or 2004. So it's been a while, and I need to go back and do a refresher, and, you know, because obviously things have changed since then for myself and my companies. And, you know, I'd like to ask you, though, I mean, because do you consider yourself you're definitely a business coach, and what got you started in coaching?
Well, I was working as a productivity consultant with corporate clients, and I was helping mid-sized businesses get things done. And what I discovered in working with those organizations was that the systems and forms and procedures and all of the tools could be in place, but if the people weren't engaged in what it was that they were doing, then they would just sabotage the system and nothing that was set up would work. Hmm. And it got me much more interested in working with the individuals on what they wanted to see and what was right for them and how they wanted things to work. And I was really drawn to working with entrepreneurs and small business owners, being an entrepreneur myself and doing a lot of networking with those groups in the process of trying to market myself as a consultant. Hmm. And that was when I made the switch from being a management consultant to being a business coach.
I'll be darned. That's great. I mean, these are things that, you know, your background kind of helped develop your skill set and then for you to share this and pass it on with, you know, other entrepreneurs, I think is just incredible. You know, how long have you been at the coaching side of business? How long have you been an entrepreneur yourself?
I've been an entrepreneur since 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 1992 when I first started coaching. So almost 20 years now.
Wow. Well, again, congratulations. Again, another huge accomplishment. That's why I knew it was so great to have you on our show today. And for our listeners out there, you're listening to CJ Hayden. She is the author of several books, and her most popular, I believe, well, in my book, would be Get Clients Now. I haven't had a chance to read the others yet, but I like the fact that you have one called Get Hired Now. You want to tell our audience briefly a little bit about that?
Well, when Get Clients Now had been out for a few years, I was contacted by a career coach who said to me, you know, this system would really be ideal for job seekers. And have you ever thought about it? And I said, well, you know, I actually have thought about that. But I didn't feel that my own expertise was solid enough to produce a book like that on my own. And he said, well, how about a co-author? That was how we first met. So Frank Traditti became my co-author for Get Hired Now. And he had a lot of experience working with job seekers. And together we put together a modification of the Get Clients Now system aimed at job seekers and how they could market themselves in order to land the ideal job.
I love that. You know, and in today's marketplace and the way the economy is, and, you know, I'm finding more and more folks that are displaced because either their companies have closed, their position was eliminated, they've downsized, and it seems to be that mid-management level that they seem to be letting go of, and they're all displaced. So what we're finding right now is a lot of companies or a lot of people that are starting a business, you know, a lot of people realizing, you know what, I could be an entrepreneur. This could be a good chance. Or they are in transition and looking for that next, you know, job and position at a company. So I think what you've done is really addressed both needs. I mean, so right now, this is a very important time to have both of those books available. And, you know, I'm not sure about your, I haven't actually seen the one-person marketing plan workbook, but is that kind of an additional piece that you created to go through the Get Clients Now system?
It's actually the next step after Get Clients Now. Many times people use Get Clients Now to create a marketing plan for themselves, and they've used the book typically more than once, and they're ready for the next step. They want to develop more sophistication in their marketing. And the one-person marketing plan workbook helps them do that. It helps them answer questions like, how much marketing is enough, and how do I make sure that the activities that I'm planning will result in the level of business that I need? And the one-person marketing plan workbook helps them do that.
You know what I find fascinating is a lot of people who start a business, well, not a lot, actually. It's probably less than we are even aware of. They don't have even the business plan in place. But to have a marketing plan in place, I think, is even more critical than the actual business plan. I mean, what do you think about that?
You know, when small business owners are surveyed about what do they need most mm-hmm. to help their business succeed, you would think that people might say things like, well, you know, money, right? But actually what they say is help with sales and marketing. That's the number one thing that small business owners are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not surprising, really, because that's what makes your business go. You can have everything else working, but if that's not working, your business is going to fail.
You know, I actually joke around with some people and say, it's similar to building the biggest mall in the country, and if nobody knows where you're at, they'll never come to buy anything.
That's right.
You know? Let's talk a little bit about some of the mistakes that a lot of entrepreneurs make in their marketing decisions. You know, let's talk about that for a minute. CJ?
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that. All right, I mean, the mistakes that most entrepreneurs make, you know, can you share what some of the biggest ones are?
I think that the biggest marketing mistake that most entrepreneurs make is not to have a focus for their marketing. So often people will refuse to choose a specific target market and develop an organized plan to reach that market. They're afraid to limit themselves, I find, to a specific niche in the marketplace, so they end up marketing to anyone and everyone. Or if they do have a chosen target market, they try to use every marketing strategy in the universe to reach them. But they don't have the resources in time or in money for that kind of marketing. They're trying to market like Coca-Cola on a mom-and-pop budget. It's really essential to pick a niche and market just to that niche, or to choose and to choose only a manageable number of marketing strategies to use at any one time. It's the only way that a small business can compete with all the other businesses out there, large and small.
You know, you're right, because I think a lot of times when people start a company, they assume they have to follow the same standards as some of the major Fortune 500 companies or these large, you know, corporate giants, and they think, well, if I just go get a billboard, you know, and then go broke, because we all know how expensive those are. You know, they don't really know the steps to take. And, you know, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, you're right, they don't have the financial resources to do those kind of big things. So what would you say, like, your top three favorite marketing things for an entrepreneur would be?
I would say that for the typical entrepreneur who's in a service business, which is actually most of us because we're such a service economy these days, for the typical service business entrepreneur, the number one thing to pay attention to is direct contact with the people who are likely to become your clients and following up with the people that you are in contact with. So sometimes that direct contact and follow-up process is thought of as being sales, but I find it easier with most entrepreneurs to talk about that as really being an aspect of marketing, that the number one thing you have to do is be in direct contact with people who are likely to become clients and then follow up with them. The mistake
I like that.
That I see people make, you know, the opposite of that, is to focus on step back and attract the business strategies, like I will build a website and the world will beat a path to my door, right? And we know, of course, that that isn't true, that having the website is great, but then how do people get to it? How do they find it?
Right.
How do people go through the process of finding out about you and then actually becoming a customer? It's not that people see you or hear about you once and then they say, ah, I want to do business. It doesn't work like that at all. So having a contact follow-up strategy is the number one thing that I think people should be paying attention to. And the second is networking and referral building. You really need to be looking at how do I build a network of people who will become clients, referral sources, information sources, people who are out there rooting for me, supporting me, telling others about my business, and how do I stay in touch with a large number of people like that over time so that they remember that I'm here, they continue referring to me, they come back and they do business with me again. So, again, it's very hands-on, personal contact-oriented, as opposed to what I see so many people doing, which is stepping back and just assuming that, that Internet marketing and advertising are going to do the job.
Right. Right. That's amazing. So, you know, what you're talking about really is just staying on top of the contacts that you meet, and instead of, you know, perhaps going networking and then just kind of putting your sign up saying, here, I'm open for business, contact me, is that we have to work. We have to really get out there and reconnect and establish those long-term relationships so that people can make that buying decision and move closer towards it. And absolutely, the referral process. And I think that there's, you know, a lot that people just, obviously everybody wants more referrals, but they struggle a lot with that. Is there any kind of hidden secret to any of the small business marketing and sales that you know of?
Well, yeah, there is a secret, and it's not at all what people think. You know, I talk to so many business owners who are looking for the silver bullet, some magic solution that's going to bring them an endless stream of customers. So they keep looking for, what else can I do? What's the newest thing? What's the magic that's going to create this stream of customers for me? But the real secret to successful sales and marketing is to pick a set of simple, effective things to do and do them consistently. You have to develop consistency and persistence in your marketing. So instead of doing more things or different things, focus on doing only a few things that you can do well, and then do those over and over. Your marketing is going to become much easier and much more effective at the same time. I see so many entrepreneurs practice scattershot marketing. They send email blasts, and they do some public speaking, and they write articles, and they go to networking events, and more and more and more. They keep adding new tactics to their marketing to-do list instead of following through on the tactics that they're already using in order to employ them thoroughly and well. You can do a fantastic job at marketing yourself if you just pick a handful of things to do, but you do each one as well as you can and then repeat it over time. It's more effective and it's much less overwhelming.
So basically they should just look at perhaps where they've been getting clients already and saying, okay, well, that worked. I should do more of that, and really fine-tune that approach to that marketing piece that they're doing, and only have a handful to work from, you know, which is kind of, you know, in controversy with a lot of the things that, you know, people are taught when it comes to marketing, that it should be a variety of things. Never put all your eggs in one basket, you know, but to have, I don't know, what would you say, like a half a dozen strategies or less or more to work at one time?
Talking about at the strategy level as opposed to the tactic level, so the
gotcha.
High level, am I going to use networking or am I going to use public speaking, right? I tell people that really a 4 is a good number, and you can get by with 3.
Okay.
In terms of how many strategies am I going to use simultaneously. So if you have a good direct contact and follow-up strategy, a good personal selling strategy, and you're using networking and referral building, and you're using either public speaking and publicity, or you're using writing, or you're using an advertising strategy, that's plenty. You don't need to be doing 6 different strategies simultaneously. And if you're a small business, you can't. You just don't have that much attention to place on marketing. You have to spend some time doing the business, right?
And it's overwhelming too. It can get, you know, overwhelming and frustrating, and because they spread themselves perhaps a little too thin. You know, don't have, yeah, right. They don't have enough time to be doing all these different pieces of the puzzle. It's kind of like juggling, right? And you can only have so many balls up in the air.
Well, it really is, and I think one of the problems is that a lot of the advice that small business owners get is from people who have a vested interest in selling them a particular strategy. So there's always going to be somebody out there who says to you, email marketing, this is the answer, right? And those are probably people selling some kind of email marketing strategy. And then there's people who say, public speaking, that's all you ever need to do, right? And there's people who train you to do better public speaking. So if you listen to the people who are trying to sell you that strategy and believe them in them telling you this is the answer, right, it's very easy to get misled into thinking, oh, I need to do this and this and this and this, and it's not true at all. And, in fact, that's the path to failure.
So, all right, well, let me ask you this, because this is a fascinating topic for myself and for, I'm sure, a lot of people in our audience. But when you talk about having different strategies and tactics in place, let's say you do, you know, 3 of them and you master those 3, would you consistently just stay with them, or would you look at adding some additional ones once you've got those, or maybe perhaps, I don't know, tap out the resources of, I don't think you actually do that, but certainly you may want to add some other, you know, other pieces or other elements, or actually those other elements sort of present themselves, you know, whether that be, you know, direct mail or interviews on the radio shows like what we're doing today, you know, because obviously they can go down the media path, of being exposed, you know, to larger audiences. I mean, do you think that's something that they should consider doing, is once they've mastered something, move on to additional things, or just stay with the ones that do the best?
I think there's two answers to that. Stay with the ones that do the best, absolutely. And if a particular strategy becomes automatic so that you don't really have to put any effort into it or think about it very much, then absolutely just let that one coast and then put your energy into something else.
I like that.
You know, when I first started out, I decided that I would use public speaking as one of my strategies. Mm-hmm. And I put a lot of focus into getting myself booked as a speaker and coming up with topics to speak about and having marketing collateral to market myself as a speaker and all of those things so that I could use that as a way to get clients. Mm-hmm. And then what happened over time was I began getting a lot of requests to speak, which meant I no longer had to put effort into developing speaking engagements.
They just, it went into automatic pilot. Yeah.
It went on autopilot, exactly.
Like it.
So then I was able to say, okay, I think the next thing I'd like to do is I'd like to do a lot of writing and get articles written and get them published. Hmm. So then I was able to start doing that because I didn't have to put a lot of effort into the speaking thing anymore. I could put more effort into writing. And again, the same thing happened, that over time, not only did I begin getting requests to write instead of having to go and look for places to write, I had written enough that, in fact, very often when someone requested something from me, I could just pull it from my library instead of having to write something from scratch.
Absolutely. I've got over 100 articles I've published myself, and I love that. When somebody said, you know, hey, Darlene, can you contribute? I said, what kind of things do you want me to talk about? Because I've written a little something about everything, it feels like. But yeah, you can go back and pull from those and repurpose them. Even, you know, I've done presentations from the articles I've written, which I'm sure you've probably, you know, done some of that as well. And, you know, I know in your book and stuff, you talk about how most people already know what they need to do to market themselves, and yet they don't do it. You know, can we talk about that just for a minute?
You know, when I talk to groups of entrepreneurs, and I start out by saying to them, okay, what are the best ways to market yourself? And invariably, people raise their hands and they say networking, word of mouth, referrals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at them and I say, okay, you already know this, right? Now, how many people in this room are using networking, word of mouth, and referrals as the focus of your marketing plan? And almost no one raises their hand. It turns out they're putting all of this time and effort into all of these other things instead of the things that they already know they need to do to market themselves. So what is up with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's fear, it's resistance, and it's procrastination. Mm-hmm. They're afraid to be rejected, so they don't want to do anything that requires them to directly ask for business. Or they're resisting it. They think they shouldn't have to market if they're good at what they do. Or they're procrastinating. They find excuses to do other less important things like rearranging the file drawers, right? It's so much easier than having to put yourself out there.
That's true.
They're choosing to hide behind marketing strategies that don't involve direct contact with customers so that they can avoid rejection. And you've got to work on overcoming your fear and other kinds of self-sabotaging behavior if you really want to succeed. I think many entrepreneurs who experience fear, I think they believe they're the only ones, you know, that everybody else was born naturally fearless. But everybody who's in business for themselves is afraid at times. It's just that most people don't like to talk about it. And it's important to recognize that courage is not the absence of fear. It's the ability to take action while you are afraid. And we can all learn to do that. And the more we do it, the more skilled we become at being able to market ourselves, even when we feel fearful about what might happen.
Wow, that's perfect. I mean, I'm getting so much from this interview, I even more so than I even anticipated, because it just, you're saying things that are so critical to the people that want to accomplish more, that want to achieve their goals, that want to build their business, want to generate more revenue. And, you know, And marketing is one of the keys to making all that happen. So let's shift gears a minute and talk about, you know, what kind of marketing plan do you think some small business owners should have?
Well, the kind of marketing plan that they shouldn't have, you touched on earlier, it's the kind that a big business uses that spells out marketing goals and approaches in these high-level theoretical terms without providing any kind of details. And unfortunately, that's exactly the model that most books on writing a marketing plan use. And, you know, another kind of marketing plan that they shouldn't have is the one that just lists a bunch of marketing ideas without any consideration of what it's going to take to execute them. And unfortunately, again, this is exactly the model that most books on small business marketing use. Here's a list of marketing ideas. Go out and use them all, right? That's,
yeah.
It seems like that's what you're being told. So what a small business owner needs is not a marketing theory plan or a marketing idea plan, but a marketing action plan. And that's what my book, Get Clients Now, provides. That's why I wrote it. It's organized like a cookbook with a shopping list of success ingredients and an action plan menu and recipes for successful marketing. And it's easy enough to use, just like a cookbook, that even a marketing novice can create a powerful, effective marketing plan in a few hours. You end up with a detailed daily plan for your marketing for 28 days. It gives you a list of things to do. It tells you when to do them. The power is in its simplicity. Anybody can create an effective plan and put it into motion immediately, even if you've never marketed a business before.
No, this is wonderful. And, you know, it's making me think, okay, I got to go find my book. You know, now I'm going to have to go through it. I'm going to have to call some friends, and because it was so powerful for me, but I had just started my company, you know, at the time. But it did give me such a great foundation. And now it's like, you know, I want to go back. I want to review that. I mean, it's definitely a valuable resource, and I hope that our listeners will, you know, get a chance to learn more about it. But, you know, I wanted to ask you personally, what do you think, you know, have you found your own secret to your success?
You know, I come from a background that nobody would expect to lead to success. I dropped out of high school. I ran away from home when I was 15. And I lived on the street for a couple of years before I managed to get a minimum wage job. And for years, I was afraid to share that with people. I didn't want anybody in my professional world to know that I started out as a homeless dropout or that I struggled for so long to make a decent living and figure out what I wanted to do for work. But finally, I realized that it helped other people to hear about how I overcame my obstacles. If I could start out with no education and then earn a college degree and eventually teach classes at universities,
yeah,
so could they.
Yeah.
If I could go from not having enough money to rent a room to owning a home, so could they. If I could take a career that was a random string of jobs and turn it into a sustainable, enjoyable livelihood, they could too. So now I make it a practice to tell people about where I came from when they ask about my apparent success. One of the personal qualities that has helped me enormously is being a gate crasher. And what I mean by that is that I'm willing to go places where nobody's invited me and where other people might think that I don't belong. When you're first starting out in a new career or a new course of study or a new business, it feels like that a lot. You're like a fish out of water, and you feel as if everybody's saying behind your back, "What's she doing here?" And you have to be willing to work through that feeling of not belonging or not really knowing what you're doing, even if other people are skeptical or resistant about you being there. Just take it like you own it. If you act like you don't belong somewhere, other people won't accept you either. I've always believed that I needed to create my own future because no one else was going to do it for me.
Wow, that's powerful. And thank you for sharing, you know, your background, and you're truly an inspiration, you know, for people. And that's what I think a lot of folks are, they need that and they can relate to, especially in today's world. And everything is so unstable out there, but yet we are the masters of our own being. We're the ones that create whatever we want to accomplish. And, you know, I really do admire all the things that you've done and where you're at, and being able to recognize, you know, how to capture your own abilities and to implement them and to help others do the same thing. I think that's great. You know, I understand you're going to be speaking this year at the U.S. Small Business Conference that's taking place in San Francisco on 11-11-11. And could you share what you'll be teaching there by chance?
I'm really looking forward to that, Darlene. And, you know, the theme that you've chosen for this year's conference about productivity to profits is very near and dear to my heart. So I'm going to be talking about how you can make your marketing more effective and productive and use it to generate the level of profit that you really want to see in your business.
That's fantastic. Oh, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, finally, after all these years of, you know, learning from you. And, you know, I can't tell you the countless number of people I've told to go out and get your book. So let's go ahead and tell our audience the best place to reach you. What would that be?
Absolutely. Come to getclientsnow.com, and you'll find out all about the book, the program Get Clients Now. And if you're a marketing expert yourself or a coach who likes to work with small business owners, you can also find out how you can become a Get Clients Now facilitator.
Oh, I didn't know that was available. That's good to know. I definitely have some friends I'll send your way for that. But, you know, again, CJ, this has been so good to have you on our show. And, you know, before we end today, because we're already at the end of our actual broadcast, but is there anything else that you might want to share with our audience?
Just make sure that if you do stop by and see me at GetClientsNow.com, you notice that you can get a free copy of 5 Secrets to Finding All the Clients You'll Ever Need just by signing up for our mailing list. So please do that and get that free report and find out about the 5 secrets.
Perfect. Again, thank you, CJ, for being our guest today on the Accomplish Radio Show. And your expertise and support for entrepreneurs is truly helping to rebuild a new economy here. And, you know, I'm just very honored to have you as one of our guests here today on the Accomplish Radio Show.
Thanks again, Darlene, for the invitation.
Absolutely. And you've been listening to CJ Hayden. She's the author of the popular Get Clients Now, along with several other books. And she is a business coach and speaker. And make sure to visit her website once again, which is GetClientsNow.com. You've been listening to the Accomplish Radio Show, the official station for the U.S. Small Business Conference and Expo, taking place in San Francisco, California, on 11-11-11. Tickets are now on sale at USSmallBusinessConference.com, and there's vendor and sponsor opportunities also available. So that's USSmallBusinessConference.com. For updates and special offers, make sure to join their Facebook fan page at facebook.com/USSmallBiz. If you would like to be a guest on the Accomplish Radio Show, please visit our website at AccomplishMagazine.com and submit a radio show request, and we'd be happy to review it and get back to you. Today's broadcast was brought to you by Zango, a complete wellness company that is expanding into global markets. They're looking for leaders that are passionate about the health and well-being of others in their community. To be mentored and coached in this cutting-edge business, contact Tessa Greenspan at 314-210-6100 or visit queenofjuice.com for more information. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, please mark our show as one of your favorites. Simply visit AccomplishRadio.com and click on the follow button. You'll receive reminders of all of our upcoming shows. We want to thank you, our audience, and our special guest for spending time with us today and for sharing Accomplish Magazine and Radio Show with your friends. Again, please visit our website at AccomplishMagazine.com and share your success stories with us. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, publisher of Accomplish Magazine, wishing you a lifetime of accomplishment.